grabbed the president. She cried, "Oh, no." The motorcade sped on. Reports say the wound could be fatal. Keep tuned for details as they come in.
But we do handle just about all other kinds and grades of meat animals. Steers, heifers, bulls, stags, cows, veal calves, stock pigs, stock calves, sows, boars, goodness sakes, wool lambs, shorn lambs, buck lambs, ewes, even a few horses now and then. And I think that's one of the special features of a terminal stockyards like the one here in South St. Paul, because no matter what the species or the grades, we handle them all. And often we'll get shipments into market that would be classed as tail-enders out of a given lot of livestock, those that didn't do as well, or sort-offs from the better end. And sometimes when we ask where the better end of that stock...
Here is further information on the attempted assassination of the president. AP photographer James Alchins reported he saw blood on the president's head following the shooting. Alchins said he heard two shots, but he thought someone was shooting fireworks until he saw the blood on the president. Alchins said he saw no one with a gun. Stay tuned. The reports are coming in.
We interrupt this program for a CBS Radio Net Alert Bulletin.
This is Alan Jackson reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York with a bulletin on an incident which just occurred in Dallas, Texas, where President Kennedy is visiting. President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas were both hit by a would-be assassin's bullets as they toured downtown Dallas in an open automobile a short while ago. That is the latest word that had just come in from Dallas on United Press International. The Associated Press, in its first report, says that President Kennedy was shot just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. Mrs. Kennedy, who was riding with him, jumped up and grabbed Mr. Kennedy and cried, "Oh, no." The motorcade sped on. Riding in the same car with the president for this particular motorcade was Governor and Mrs. John B. Connally, the governor of the state of Texas. According to the last report, both the president and the governor were hit by the bullets. And now one more ad has come in. The president, his limp body cradled in the arm of his wife, was rushed to Parkland Hospital. The governor was also taken to Parkland. Clint Hill, a Secret Service agent assigned to Mrs. Kennedy, escorted the president into the hospital, and we are awaiting further word on his condition. We will repeat these details as they have come into us here in our New York news headquarters. A would-be assassin fired at the presidential automobile in Dallas a short while ago, hitting both President Kennedy and Texas Governor John Connally. President Kennedy was cradled in his wife's arms as the car sped off to Parkland Hospital in Dallas. Both the president and Governor Connally have been taken into the hospital for emergency treatment. An Associated Press photographer, James Altkin, said he saw blood on the president's head. He said he heard two shots but thought someone was shooting fireworks until he saw the blood on the president. The photographer, Altkin, said that he saw no one with a gun at the time. These are the details we have so far on this situation. We are awaiting further information that might come in by telephone or by the Press Association wire to our news headquarters here in New York. The president, as you know, was on a three-day tour of the state of Texas. He flew down yesterday and was preparing to make an appearance and a speech today in Dallas before flying on to the state capital of Austin for an appearance this evening. We will repeat the information we have of now. Both President Kennedy and Texas Governor John Connally have been wounded by an assassin's bullet. We do not know the condition of either man. Both have been taken to Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas. This is the latest we have at our CBS News headquarters in New York. We now resume our regularly scheduled program.
Stay tuned to WCCO. You may be certain we will keep you fully informed up to the minute on the events and the developments on this most tragic occurrence, the attempted assassination of the president in Dallas, Texas, this noon. We will interrupt any programs for bulletins as they come into our WCCO News Bureau from our news gathering facilities throughout the country.
when a dinner demands perfection. Cure 81.
CCO temperature in the Twin Cities is 36 degrees. Maynard is next with a farm report.
Well, that's tragic news, isn't it? The attempted assassination of the president, and we'll certainly keep you informed of any information as quickly as we get it here in the WCCO Radio News Bureau. Had you looked, you would have also noted water flowing down the trunk as the rain continued. Here's Jergen Nash with another news bulletin.
Here is a summary up to date on this tragic event that has occurred in Dallas, Texas. President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas have been cut down by assassin's bullets in downtown Dallas. They were riding in an open automobile when the shots were fired. The president, his limp body cradled in the arms of his wife, Jacqueline, has been rushed to Parkland Hospital. The governor was taken to the same hospital. The president had spoken only this morning in Fort Worth, then he flew to Dallas. He was to deliver a speech during a motorcade through the city. Newsmen, some five car lengths behind the president, heard.
We interrupt this program for a CBS Radio Net Alert Bulletin.
This is Alan Jackson reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York with more details on the incident which just occurred in Dallas a short while ago, where President Kennedy has been wounded by a would-be assassin. He and Texas Governor Connally were shot from ambush as their motorcade drove through Dallas shortly after the president arrived in the city on the second day of his tour. So far, there is no indication of how seriously either man was injured. Both were lying flat in their car as the automobile sped off to a hospital. Both men have been taken to the Park Lane Hospital in Dallas for treatment. The incident occurred just east of the Triple Underpass facing a park in downtown Dallas. Reporters in the motorcade with the presidential party were about five car lengths behind the chief executive's car at the time. It has been difficult to tell immediately whether the First Lady and Mrs. Connally, who were riding in the same car, might have been injured. They were holding their husbands as the car rushed off to the hospital, and we are still waiting more details on just what went on there. Secret Service agents in a follow-up car quickly unlimbered their automatic rifles. They drew their pistols, but the damage had been done. One of our correspondents on the scene is now in contact with us, so let's switch now to news correspondent Dan Rather in Dallas.
Dallas police have just confirmed that Texas Governor John Connally also was shot at the same time as President Kennedy, as the two men rode in the same car in a motorcade from downtown Dallas toward the Dallas Trademark, where President Kennedy was to have made a speech. Pandemonium broke out at the scene of the shooting as three shots emerged from somewhere in the crowd. The crowd along the route of the motorcade was four and five lines deep. At the time of the shooting, the motorcade was passing at least three buildings, more than three stories. One child, aged seven, told authorities that he saw a man lean out of the fifth floor of one of the buildings and fire the shots. Police and Secret Service agents now have that building surrounded and are going through the building in a systematic search. Still, another witness at the scene said, this man was an adult, said he thought he saw a man and a woman crawling along a walkway over the motorcade route, and that this adult said it was possible that that man and woman could have fired the shots. Dallas police say they have no information on the condition of either President Kennedy or Texas Governor John Connally. Several reporters who were in the motorcade said that Mr. Kennedy had blood on his head as he was taken into an ambulance and rushed to Dallas's Parkland Hospital, just a few blocks from the Trademark where he was to have made the speech. This is Dan Rather in Dallas, Texas.
That's the latest from one of our team of correspondents with the presidential party in Dallas. We will be getting additional details from minute to minute as we continue here. The shooting took place at 1:45 Eastern Time. That was just about a little over 10 minutes ago. President Kennedy apparently was shot in the head. He fell face down in the back seat of his car, and there was blood on his head. Mrs. Kennedy, riding in the car with him, shouted, "Oh, no," and tried to hold up her husband's head. Riding in the same car were Governor Connally and Mrs. Connally. Governor Connally also was hit. We are not... have no information on how seriously either man has been hurt. Connally remained half-seated, but slumped to the left when he was shot. There was blood on his face and forehead. Both the president and the governor were rushed to Park Land Hospital near the Dallas Trade Mart, where President Kennedy was to have made a speech today. As you know, this was the middle day of his three-day tour of Texas. He spoke in Texas last night. He arrived in Dallas only a short while ago, was to make a speech at the Trade Mart there in a short while, and then go on to the state capital of Austin for a reception and a fundraising dinner this evening. The shooting took place within minutes after the presidential party arrived in Dallas. There are no details on just how it occurred. Secret Service men and Dallas police, as we have heard from correspondent Rather, have one building surrounded where they think the would-be assassins may have been located. Some of the Secret Service agents thought the gunfire they heard was from an automatic weapon fired to the right rear of the chief executive's car, probably from the grassy knoll to which motorcycle policemen directed their attention as they raced up the slope. And a late word, Texas Congressman Albert Thomas says he has been informed that both President Kennedy and Governor Connally are still alive after having been shot in an assassination attempt. That is the first word we have had to that effect. Congressman Thomas says he has been informed that President Kennedy and Governor Connally are both still alive after the shooting attempt a short while ago. Thomas, standing outside the corridor of the emergency room in which both the president and Connally are under treatment, said he has been told the president is still alive but is in a very critical condition. President Kennedy is in a very critical condition after the attempted assassination in Dallas, Texas, less than a quarter of an hour ago. The security police have the one building surrounded where, according to one report, the assassins may have been planning their ambush. There is one other report that a man and a woman were seen on a grassy knoll overlooking the motorcade route, and that perhaps that was the ambush spot. Details are still scarce. The situation was a turmoil, as would be understandable, immediately after the shooting took place. When the president was taken into the emergency room, a call was sent out immediately for some of the top surgical specialists in Dallas. As we mentioned a moment ago, the president was shot in the head. He fell back in his car, and blood could be seen on his head. And a call was also sent out for a Roman Catholic priest. This is a standard procedure in serious operations of this type, and is not to be taken as indicating the expected fate of the president yet. Our last report was that he and the governor are both still alive in the hospital emergency room after the shooting. The call has gone out for surgical specialists to treat the governor and the president. Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth says that both men were seriously wounded in the shooting, but that they are alive. Vice President Lyndon Johnson was in a car behind the president's. There is no immediate indication that he was hurt. As a fact, there's no indication at all of what might have happened to Johnson, since only the president's car and its Secret Service follow-up car went to the hospital in the initial drive. So there we have the situation as it exists at the present time. Assassins attempted to shoot and kill the president of the United States and the governor of Texas a short while ago as the presidential motorcade drove through downtown Dallas, shortly after the presidential party arrived in that city. The president and his wife and the governor and his wife were both riding in the same car, the lead limousine of their motorcade, going to the Dallas Trade Mart, where the president was to have made a speech, beginning just a few minutes from now. So this situation has dramatically brought the news that the president is in critical condition, seriously wounded, and so is the governor, but both men are alive and being given treatment in the emergency ward of the Parkland Hospital in Dallas. And we are awaiting further details and further information on the condition of the men and on the possible apprehension of the would-be assassins. We have had two reports that Secret Service men are surrounding a building where it is believed the would-be assassins are holed up on the fifth floor there was another report that a man and a woman were spotted on a grassy knoll overlooking the parade route, and that motorcycle policemen who were escorting the motorcade at that time quickly got off of their bikes and scurried up this route and went after two persons who apparently were hiding in the bushes. We have a further report from another one of our correspondents in the area. Let's go now to news correspondent Nelson Benton at the hospital.
A few moments ago, there was still no official word on the president's condition from authorities at Dallas Parkland Memorial Hospital. However, Senator Ralph Yarborough of Texas, who was riding three cars behind the president in the Dallas motorcade, gave reporters a description of what he saw as the president was shot and as his car followed the presidential limousine from downtown Dallas to the hospital. Senator Yarborough told newsmen that he heard three shots. He did not see where they came from, but he thought he heard three. He said he then saw a Secret Service man beating his fist on the president's limousine. Senator Yarborough told newsmen it was too horrible to describe, but he did tell reporters that both Governor Connally and the president were gravely injured. He said that the president appeared to have been shot in the head. Senator Yarborough, as we say, was three cars back from the president's car. He said his limousine followed to the hospital. He only saw the attendants at the hospital carrying the president into the hospital. Thus far, no report, as we know from here, on his exact condition. This is Nelson Benton outside Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas, Texas.
One further report has come into our news headquarters here in New York by the Associated Press, quoting the Secret Service as saying that the president remains in the emergency room and that the governor has been moved to the general operating room of Parkland Hospital. One Secret Service man was overheard telling another that there was no need to move the president because emergency facilities are entirely adequate in the emergency room where he is located. We have a report now from one more of our correspondents on the scene. Our White House correspondent who was accompanying the president here is CBS News correspondent Robert Pierpoint in Dallas.
President Kennedy's condition here at Parkland Memorial Hospital is apparently quite serious. Two priests reportedly have just gone in to be with the president, and according to Senator Ralph Yarborough, who was in the motorcade, the president's condition is serious. As far as we know, here is what happened. At 12:30 today, as the presidential motorcade was making its way through the crowded streets of Dallas, two or three shots rang out. The president's car immediately sped away, and we learned later the president and Governor Connally of Texas had been wounded. We think the president was hit in the head. We are not sure. I repeat, two priests have gone in to be with the president. The situation looks extremely serious. This is Robert Pierpoint at Parkland Memorial Hospital.
Our news bureau in Washington has reported that the Senate has recessed and that Senator Ted Kennedy, the youngest of the Kennedy brothers, was presiding over the Senate when the news was received. Kennedy, according to a member of his staff, was still alive as of 12:55 p.m. Central Standard Time, that is, as of 10 minutes ago. Mrs. Kennedy apparently was safe, and Mrs. Connally also is safe. Both women were riding in the same car, the same limousine, in which the president and the governor were riding in their motorcade through Dallas when the assassination attempt took place. The governor, as we heard a moment ago, has been taken into the operating room. The president remains in the emergency ward of the hospital, and one Secret Service man was overheard telling another that there was no need to move the president because emergency facilities are entirely adequate in the emergency room. But as we have heard from correspondent Pierpoint, the president's condition apparently is serious. A call has gone out for specialists, and two Catholic priests have been summoned to be with the president in this moment. The president's mother and father have been advised that their son was shot in Dallas. They are presently in Hyannisport, Massachusetts, and are being kept informed as the details are available. This one further note This just repeats a note we had a moment ago that Mrs. Kennedy and Mrs. Connolly are both safe. Neither of the women was injured in the assassination attempt that apparently seriously hurt both of their husbands. And while we are waiting for further details to come in from Dallas, here is my colleague, Dallas Townsend, with a summary on similar situations in the past. Dallas Townsend.
Well, Alan, the most famous assassination in American history, of course, was the... assassination of Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the United States, who was shot by John Wilkes Booth in April 1865 and died the following day. After that, there was an attempt on William McKinley, who was president in 1901. William McKinley was shot on September 6, 1901, and he died September 14th after lingering for several days in extreme pain. An anarchist named Leon Czolgosz was executed for the crime on October 29th. In 1933, President-elect Franklin Delano Roosevelt was shot at in Miami, Florida, by an anarchist named Joseph Zangara. The anarchist missed the president-elect, but fatally wounded Mayor Anton Cermak of Chicago. Mayor Cermak died March 6th. Zangara was electrocuted on March 20th, 1933, just about the time that Roosevelt was inaugurated president. When President Truman was in the White House, actually he was in Blair House at the time, there was an attempt on his life by Puerto Rican supernationalists who attacked Blair House in the early afternoon, fired at the Secret Service, and actually shot and killed one of the Secret Service guards. The president was on the third floor of Blair House at the time. As I recall, he came to the window. One of the Secret Service guards looked up, saw him, and said, "Get back, Mr. President," and he got back. The president was not injured in that incident. Since that time, there have been no known attacks on the president until the one today in Dallas, Texas, against President Kennedy and Governor John Connally. And as Alan Jackson has been telling you, they are critically injured but are still alive at the moment, both of them in hospital. Alan?
Outside the emergency room, in a buff-walled hallway, anxious members of the White House staff have gathered, including Major General Chester Clifton, the military aide to the president, and Brigadier General Godfrey McHugh, the presidential Air Force aide. We have more information now from our correspondents on the scene. Let's switch to Dan Rather.
Dallas police and federal agents have completely surrounded a multi-story building which was on the motorcade route directly across the street from the scene where President John Kennedy and Texas Governor John Connally were shot a short while ago. Police say they have found four empty cartridges on the fifth floor of the building. Police with sawed-off shotguns and other weapons have completely ringed the entire area. One ring of police is around the building itself. Another is around about a three-block area in which the building is located. Police and federal agents are going through a systematic search of the building. Police emphasize that they have no definite information as yet as to whether the empty cartridges found in the building were those fired from the gun which hit President Kennedy and Governor Connally. But police are working on the theory that the would-be assassin fired his shots from that five-story building, which was on the motorcade route directly across the street from where President Kennedy and Governor Connally were shot. Latest word from Dallas's Parkland Hospital is that the condition of President Kennedy is being withheld at the moment. There are conflicting reports as to whether the injuries are serious or not serious. Two Roman Catholic priests have been admitted to the president's room. No word yet on the condition of Texas Governor John Connally. This is Dan Rather in Dallas, Texas.